Okay, here we are. So welcome again to the Three Principles Institute teleseminar. And I just wanted to share a few things with you as we get started. I really wanted this to be kind of like a town hall meeting and interactive. So I'll talk for a little bit about the topic for today and then open it up to hear from you. If you have any questions about what I've said today, or you want to share any about your understanding of the principles or anything like that, it'd really be welcomed. Now, to do that, you need to press *2 on your telephone, and I will see that you want to say something, and we'll talk. We'll get it going. So I'm going to talk for about the first half of the meeting, so and I will remind you again about how to call in with a question or share a comment. The other thing is that, again, the recording is going to be available in the next couple of days on my website, and I will, give you all that information at the end of the call. Well, great. I'm really inspired today with this topic because I think it's a beautiful topic about finding and discovering that we really have that mental health, what people might call in the field of mental health, mental health or that peace of mind and well-being. And there's a simple understanding about it, that it already exists within our consciousness. And so I want to talk about that with you because, for me, as a psychologist here in the state of California, I was traditionally trained, and until I heard Sydney Banks and these principles, for some people that came my way, I never really had the expectation that they would really find mental health because they were dealing with such severity of suffering, and I thought maybe the best I could do is help them cope or feel better. But then as I heard of Sydney Banks and went to hear Sydney Banks, he shared what mental health truly is, and it just turned the tables for me. I really resonated with it, and it looked very simple. And I saw then the hope for any human being that any living being can find the mental health they're looking for. And the funny thing about it is that it exists already within us. As you've heard of the principles, mind, what we are all a part of, is the spiritual energy in life. It's the intelligence behind the universe, and we're all part of that energy. And when we touch that, when we get to a conscious state that's this pure energy, we are in mental health. And when Sid explained it, it made so much sense to me because really what we're looking for in terms of, I'm just going to call it mental health, but we can look at it in terms of well-being, peace of mind, is contentment. That feeling, we're calling it something, but it's a spiritual feeling that we, a conscious state that exists, that we can live in. And we're calling it contentment. And he goes further to say that contentment is satisfaction with what is. Now, isn't that beautiful? Because really, if you could see that that this state of contentment is just being satisfied with what is, then you're really in a state of no thinking. You're in this pure state of peace. And I know everybody's probably touched it several times in your lifetime when you just had a moment where you're purely at peace, you have a feeling of warmth or well-being, you have a feeling of love. It's called many things. But in that moment, you really feel fine. You're okay. And it's important to see that it really is a state of no thought, because that's where the health comes from. See, that's what protects us from from whatever difficulties our minds get caught up in, is this state of contentment. Now, as I looked at that over the years, because I first heard this from Sidney Banks way back in 1983 and brought it into my work immediately, and as I've seen it over the course of these many years, I've seen it really as the antidote to all of our ills, including addiction or compulsive patterns. Again, if it's the state of like no thought, not want, you know, satisfaction with what is, means that you're not having a thought that you should have a different feeling, you see. You're not having a thought that I need to alter this state or I need more of it. In the pure feeling of contentment, everything is fine, huh? I'm, again, putting words on a consciousness that exists in us, that when we move to it, it's really nothing. But we feel this deep sense of well-being. So in there, if you know, in there, you don't have a thought about wanting more. You don't. That's what Sid's talking about with being satisfied with what is. So that's why it can really be curative. That's why it's called by Sid and by me in the work that I do, mental health or well-being or our natural state or what everybody in life is looking for. And it's within us. It's not something outside of us. So when I was in training, so around 1975, 1976, for my doctorate fellowship, I was in San Francisco, California at that time. And in those days, I mean, there were so many workshops to help people find this. You know, they were personal growth workshops, human development workshops. So you may have heard of some of them like EST or Landmark. But when I had the realization from Sid's pointing to contentment, you don't need any of that. You don't need to sit in a room and go through exercises to find it, because it's already something that exists within you, because you are mind. You are the spiritual energy of life. And in that spiritual energy of life, it manifests as contentment, love, well-being. So this was a remarkable finding for me, a discovery for me. I was so thankful for seeing, because it's very, very simple. It's very simple. You just look in that direction. And all of you probably have had experiences that you could call contentment. That's it. There's nothing more to find. But, you know, through the innocence of our growing up and in the world of, popular human development or self-help or self-improvement or traditional therapies and even in life coaching, it looks like there's more to do. But when I saw this for myself first and started to share that with every person who came to me, there was no one, no matter what they were suffering for, that I didn't have the hope that they could find this. Now, some couldn't, but many, many people did, because it's simple. It's just being satisfied with what is. But it's not a practice. It's an understanding. It's a knowing in your heart or in your soul that this is all you need to find the well-being you're looking for and get the wisdom from mind to handle your life situations. Now, what takes us away from that? Because, you know, I don't live in contentment 24/7, you know. I wish I did. You know, it'd be great sometimes when I'm caught up in life that I could be living in contentment. But what takes us away from this? the human condition. The human condition is that we're creating thinking and we relate to that thinking. And so we give our energy to, worry, to jealousy, to fault finding, to guilt, you name it. We've come up with it, haven't we, as a human species? We've come up with it. But that's what takes us away from it. You know, you come home from a day of work and you're looking for having some, a nice dinner with your partner, and your partner's in a mood and you don't want them to be in a mood, and you get troubled by that, or you're having a really demanding day on the job or in your business and you don't like that. So all these things that we do with this power we have to think about our circumstances is what takes us away from the feeling of contentment. Now, that's all you need to know, is to have a sense of what it is that's taking you away from the contentment. It isn't that you have to come up with a strategy to never be caught up in worry or concern or whatever. It wouldn't work anyhow. What you do is you just have a recognition. It just comes to you that, oh my God, I'm getting drawn away from my contentment through the way I'm looking at life, through my thinking, my worry, my monitoring myself, my evaluating how I'm doing is taking away from that deep feeling in me of contentment and well-being. That allows you to take some distance from your thinking and look in the direction of contentment. So if there's anything to do, that's kind of it, But, I mean, it's not really a doing thing. It's just a realizing thing. Oh, my God, I'm caught up again in my thinking. Let's step away from that and look to contentment. And what's contentment? Contentment is being satisfied with what is. It's really a beautiful consciousness that protects us from this thinking that gets us out into troubled states. I don't know how old you all are, but I grew up in the 1950s, and the Colgate toothpaste company had a commercial about Colgate toothpaste, and they had this tooth. It was an animated commercial. They had this tooth and they brushed it with Colgate, and it then had the Gardol shield, an invisible shield that covered the tooth, And then when tooth decay came around, it was this little figure. It came in to inhabit the tooth. It bounced off the Gardol shield. It couldn't get into the tooth. Well, the consciousness of contentment and well-being works the same way. When you're in that space, this troubled thinking we get into, whatever shape it is for you, can't inhabit that space. That's why it allows us to live in a different consciousness, because the thinking can't get a foothold when you're in the state of being satisfied with what is, in that sense of well-being. It protects us from our own usual suspects, our habitual thinking. I've talked about this a lot around contentment being the being what would allow people to transcend, to actually transcend their troubled states of mind, even their compulsive patterns or addictions. Even that has the hope of being able for people to transcend, because once they find contentment, you see, we're back to you don't want anything more. The whole thing about what gets people into psychological addiction or compulsive patterns is that with it, they're trying to find another feeling state. They don't like the feeling state they're in, so they go outside of themselves in some kind of repetition behavior or some kind of habit or some kind of addictive behavior, shopping or the internet, video games, drinking, etc. What they're trying to do, what all human beings are trying to do, is find that this feeling state. They don't like the feeling state they're in, so they go out to look for it. Once people discover that the feeling state they're looking for already exists within them, it paves the road for true transcendence of a troubled state of consciousness. That state of consciousness that in which there's worry and guilt and resentment. You see, doesn't mean again that you're living 24/7 in that state, but once you realize it's there, you can keep an eye on it. You could keep looking for it. It allows you to recover from being out in your troubled thinking for a bit. You could come back within yourself, look away from that troubled thinking, and look toward contentment. Look toward being satisfied with it, with what is. Now, my experience of that whole process of, like, you know, being of recovering, is that it occurs. It isn't something that I can use as a strategy, because I bet, like you too, when I'm caught up in my troubled thinking, that looks real. And it just seems to me that I get a thought that occurs to me, oh my God, you're caught up in your thinking. That occurs to me. I can't practice to keep reminding myself I'm caught up in my thinking, because when I'm caught up, it looks real. But I do get, because of the understanding of the principles, it seems to me I get a thought of what's going on, and then I could step away and look toward contentment and satisfaction and recover. And that is a beautiful thing, as a gift for us as human beings, that we can recognize what's going on. That's a beautiful gift. And, you know, you want to be grateful that you have it. But again, it's not like a thing to practice. It's just that you can know that it will occur to you, that you will remember what's going on, that you can recognize what's going on. I talk about it in a funny way sometimes. It just occurred to me here on the teleseminar that, you know, my wife and I, we've always had pets, with, you know, cats, in our lives through our marriage. And, you know, I always kid about how blessed we are as humans to have the ability to recognize about a thought. And I always say, well, you know, I talk to my cats about it, but, you know, it goes nowhere. You know, I sit them down, I tell them, hey, you know, your thinking is what's creating this experience that you're bothering me right now for food, you know, and it goes nowhere. I'm just kidding about that. It's just a way to talk about it in the sense that we're really blessed to be able to wake up once again to the way that thought manifests itself in our lives. And when we wake up to that, we get freedom of thought, and we can look toward our well-being, toward contentment, being satisfied with what is. So if you really get that, you could see how it would help people who are pulled outside of themselves to try to find a better feeling. You can see how that will protect them and allow them to transcend that. Michael Neal and I did an event several months ago on self-improvement, and you could find the video for that on the Supercoach website. But it's the same thing. It's the same process of people using self-improvement workshops to try to find the better feeling, to try to find this feeling of contentment and well-being. There's nothing wrong or against trying to develop more, you know. But again, you know, people can really get into a habitual pattern of looking outside of themselves to going to the next workshop to find what is already within their consciousness. And that's what I wanted to share with you today, is that what you're looking for, you already have. You probably already touched it. And when Sid pointed it out to me, it just woke up. The truth of it woke up immediately in me. And the simplicity of it, it just resonated with me that, you know, really being satisfied with what is really not wanting anything more. Or the opposite of that, it's no longer thinking that you lack something. See, it really gets you beyond the ego of personal thinking. You know, that you need more, there's some, you know, you don't even that thinking that you don't understand the principles well. You know, or if I did, where's my happiness, you know, that kind of thing. So I was inspired to share with you about contentment and the simplicity of it, because it really protects us from seeing that it's more complicated. Again, in my traditional trainings, helping somebody get to mental health was a complicated affair, really. And it was, again, it's an innocent thing because people just didn't know about our spiritual essence, our the energy that we are all a part of, and that the contentment or mental health we're looking for is already there. And, so it's about just helping people kind of quiet down their usual thinking so that they can start to touch that contentment. And again, you know, the whole piece about it that really helped me when Sid said it's just being satisfied with what is. I mean, that just really helped me see how simple it was. So I wanted to share that with all of you and point in that direction. And, you know, let you see that it doesn't matter if you get caught up in your, you know, in your thinking. Doesn't matter at all. We will. Because thought's always manifesting. But we can start to look at the understanding of the principles that will help us relate to our thinking in a way that's more helpful to us. And that's really one of the keys in terms of understanding the principles, that it gives us the freedom to relate differently to the thinking that's being created through these principles. And one of the ways that it helps us to relate differently to our thinking is to see that we can look at our lives in the spirit of contentment and well-being, and we can keep an eye on that. We can kind of nurture that more. We can, you know, water the garden of contentment and well-being. And I've seen it, you know. I see that when I've talked to the various clients I've had through the years, and now some of you that are wanting to be Three Principles practitioners, that when we talk about you know, well-being and mental health in this way, that people get energy for it. They seem to get a peace for it. They start to get insights themselves. When I was in a mental health setting, and I ran their addictions program, and every Wednesday I would do a class on the principles. And it was different topics that would all be related in the class to the principles. When I talked about well-being and contentment, people just became alive, you know. And you could hear people kind of resonate with that. They would talk about, yeah, times when they did feel this sense of contentment. But, you know, like they would share how they didn't really know that's what it was they were looking for. They would have these moments, but then, you know, like all of us, we thought we had to kind of deal with our worry or our self-evaluations and get better there and get better in our lives. And no one really recognized, like me, that all it was this simple feeling that exists in us all the time. I mean, that's the other powerful thing, is that you can go away for a while, but you never lose it. It's never lost. It really isn't. It's always there. And that's why people say, when they get caught, catch on to the feeling of contentment, a lot of people will say, well, they're home now. They're home now because that's what we truly are. This image came to mind because just recently, in the past month, a stray kitten has come to into our patio, and it's kind of adopted us. And so gradually it's come into our house and we're feeding it. And so now the reason it came to mind for me is that, like, now it'll take off in the day and it will come back home for the night. So it's gradually done that over the month. And it's really like us, you know, it's just a metaphor for us that we kind of drift into our usual thinking, but come back home. And when Sydney Banks pointed to contentment and being satisfied with what is, for me, he gave me a way, something to grab onto to come back home, that I look into that energy that we are all a part of. And it's been very, very helpful for me to, and actually for me, being so trained so traditionally, finding this simplicity made it like, wow, it's really easy. Now, that doesn't mean that people that are caught up with really severe, painful thinking, that it may, you know, I don't want to give the expectation that it's easy for them. But it can be. I mean, an insight, like Sydney Banks says, is just one thought away. But again, it's like finding your way to that thought. So people that are caught up struggling with a lot of thinking, it may take a little while to get there, but it may not. But I just didn't want to set up the expectation that, you know, it should be easy for people. Sometimes it isn't. And sometimes people can't find it, even though it's there. But sitting with the hope of finding it is what's a beautiful thing about living our lives. Well, I hope that was helpful to everyone. I again, just wanted to share this with you, to point everyone in the teleseminar toward what really truly is that mental health, or that space of well-being that exists within all of us. So I want to stop here and check in with everyone. And again, you know, the whole purpose, as I have shared before, the whole purpose of the teleseminars I'm doing is to hear from you, and to make it interactive, to make it kind of like a community meeting where people can share with one another and ask their questions, or share what they have been seeing recently, or share about today's topic. So I really want to hear from anybody that would like to share anything about the principles. Now, to do that, you need to press *2 on your phone. I'll see that you have something that you want to share or ask, and then I will open up the line for you. So, so I give some room for anybody who'd like to share anything, or any question you have, or anything from what has been said so far that resonated with you. Have you had the feeling of contentment? What's that been like for you? And just hear from you. So, anybody that like to, just press *2 and, we'll hear you share. Okay, so there is someone here from New York, and it's a cell phone, so I don't have a name, but if you're from New York, it looks like you're the only one, so go ahead.
Hey, it's Elvie. How are you?
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm so glad I was able to make it.
Oh, good.
Actually, I'm from New Jersey, but my phone number is from when I was in Brooklyn. It doesn't matter.
Okay, okay.
So this was wonderful, wonderful, absolutely wonderful. And, you know, what I've come to realize is that I used to be in OA and I used to, like, be a compulsive eater. And, you know, when you're talking about contentment, it's like I realize that less is more. The less I try to control and the less I beat myself up and the less I choose, you know, I have a choice whether I'm going to be focusing on my body image, obsessing. The less I obsess about that, the more room I have in my brain for other thoughts to come in. And it's just amazing how that works. It's amazing. And suddenly I hear people tell me, oh, you lost some weight. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. You know, it's like.
Yeah.
It's really amazing the way, how the three principles have been, you know, really have worked really wonderfully in my life. And one other thing was that my kids were coming home on the same day last week, Thursday. And I was like, oh, my gosh, what's going to be? You know, my two teenagers are coming home. And I'm like, 1 minute, I said, suddenly, like, something came into my head. I was like, no, I don't have to, like, it doesn't have to be that way. And, you know, suddenly I had a shift in, like, my thinking where, like, it's just going to be great. And it really has. It really, really has.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, geez, thank you so much for sharing. I can hear it in your voice, kind of the thrill you have for what you're discovering. And I love what you're sharing. You know, I've seen that too, you know, that the understanding gives you this ability to kind of think about letting go or easing up on your usual thinking, and it makes room for new thoughts. You know, that's kind of like what's going around in the Three Principles community the last couple of years, you know, having new thought. But it gives you room to see things deeper, to get more from the intelligence you are a part of. And it's just like that. It's just as simple as you've shared it, that you know, it's kind of like you say, oh, no, I don't have to think this way. And then in comes another way to think about it, and you have a whole different experience. So thank you so much for sharing that. And I can really hear it in your voice, the kind of a freedom in there that as you share with us.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, I really appreciate you sharing that with us. Anybody else that would like anything more you want to say?
I think I'm good for now. Thank you.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
This
oh, great. Oh, I cut you off.
Yeah, I just said, this is wonderful. Like, just being here is great. Thank you.
Yeah, and I like that you brought in, too, I've just muted you again, but I like that you brought in Overeaters Anonymous, you know. And again, you know, it's the same process as you start to find more contentment. You know, your body isn't as much in your mind, you know. It's not so much in your thinking. And again, you don't have to alter a certain feeling anymore because you're starting to get the kind of natural feeling we're born with. And, in fact, you know, what I've seen too, I don't know if other people have seen this, as you live more with it or know that it's around, it's kind of like, even if you go out there a bit in your own troubled thinking, it's not the same because, you just know that you've got it within you. So thanks for sharing that about yourself as well, that the contentment really takes care of us. So who else would like to share? Here we go. There's somebody here that would like to share. In Sunnyvale, California.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, yeah. I guess my question is, you know, I've been suffering from anxiety, you know, and it's pretty severe where it's thinking about, you know, I should have done this, I should have done that, you know, thinking about career choices and just other choices, you know, and thinking of like this utopian world and how it could be different had I done it as a choice. And I understand intellectually like that you can't, I can't predict what my life would have been had I gone this route or that route, right? So I understand that I understand the concept of being in contentment. And I've been trying to listen to like Louise Hayes and all those positive thoughts. So how does just, I guess I'm having a hard time wrapping my mind around this content concept as far as like just letting it happen. How does that compare like the positive thoughts and like you trying to change and trying to change your thinking? Does my question make sense?
Yes, it does. Yeah, you know, let's see. It's a really good question too, because
Everything I've read is like you have to change your thought pattern, and what I'm understanding you say is don't change it. It's there already, and I can't comprehend that part.
Yeah, I don't think it's easy to comprehend that. I think if something kind of made sense to you about it or touched you about it, you want to stay in reflection about it, because you see, when people talk about the principles of mind, thought, and consciousness, what it's really about is that you want to have an understanding for how it is you have anxiety. You want to have an understanding, for example, about how the spiritual energy of thought that how that manifests in you through thought, how anxiety manifests through you through thought. So we don't worry about people changing their thinking. I think that's a tough thing to do, actually. But what can happen is you can realize that all that anxiety is nothing but thought being created. It's just a thought that you're having. But it's not to go about changing it. So that's why today I wanted to talk about what is there really in your consciousness opposite the troubled thinking people get into. And there's really no way to go there. It's about being reflective about it, like saying something like, man, I really would love to see more about how I really do have contentment, how it really is just being satisfied with what it is, see? So like for you, just as an example, there's nothing wrong here. For you, you get pulled out of contentment by thinking about your life or thinking about your career in a certain way.
Right.
And you see, so in the principles, principles help us see that that's all that's going on. It's not that your life went bad or that you did something wrong. It's just that you're thinking about your life in a way that's making you feel bad. And if you could just let ease up on that. See, I'm not really trying to say anything, but if you could point toward just finding that well-being or being satisfied with what is about you, you will have new thoughts about it. So when I talked earlier today about how we're all in this human condition, meaning that we will all get pulled away from the feeling of contentment by our own particular thoughts, whatever they are. You know, some people worry. Some people keep evaluating themselves. Some people get into fault finding, you know, and that takes us away. And if you can just get a sense that that's a way we get pulled away from our contentment, you just get a sense of it, and you don't try to do anything, but just see that more as a truth, you will get more insight into it. So what you're looking for with the principles is an understanding that comes from within you, an insight or a realization. Oh, that's how it works. That makes sense. Rather than changing your thinking.
Okay.
Yeah. It's really pointing toward something completely different than what we're really taught to do.
It is, especially when you start to like talk to like a therapist or somebody. It really is pretty different than what I've encountered.
Well, yeah, I mean, And that's an innocent thing too, because that's what therapists have seen. They haven't seen that we are a part of this intelligence that's in the universe. We are part of that. And that energy is love or contentment. And when we're in contentment, we will get wisdom to deal with our lives. So it's kind of going more inside of yourself than it is working with what you're troubled about.
Okay.
Now, if you would like a more of a conversation, you could email me and I'll give
that
information.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, thanks for sharing.
Thank you for having the webinar. This is great, or the telenar.
Oh, good, good. I'm glad it feels good to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Stay on the line, though. Sorry to say goodbye. I mean, it was just great talking with you. And there's somebody else here. Hold on here. Great. We've got another person from Oregon. Is somebody here from Oregon?
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, my name's Judy. I'm from Oregon. And,
Hi, Judy.
Hi, Mark. I was really struck by what you said about self-improvement. And my experience has been, I mean, that's kind of what my whole life has been about, is self-improvement.
Uh-huh.
And what I realized fairly recently is that it actually created more and more discontent for me.
Mm.
And,
yeah.
And I mean, it was just like, oh my God, you know, this is like the wrong direction. And so that, you know, in fact, what we've thought, which I agree with you, is, you know, innocent, really. We thought that if we tried to improve ourselves, then we'd be happier. But it was actually, in my experience, the opposite.
Well, that's a great insight about the nature of thought. It's a great insight because all my career, including in my life, I have seen that when people go more into what they need to correct, they never get to the end of it.
Yes, exactly.
I think we're supporting a lot of self-development teachers, you know? It's like,
you're right, with a lot of money, too. I mean, I can't even tell you how much money I've spent on self-improvement.
Yeah, but that's the nature of thought. Once you create what you can do as a living being, you create a reality. It's hard to get out of the reality because you're always in it. You're always in it.
Yeah.
Now, I thought, this is what the principles have awakened, is that what we're looking for with self-improvement, we already have. We are essentially okay because we are mind, the spiritual energy of life. We are that. So how can a spiritual energy have anything wrong? You know what I mean? It's not, you can't even look at it that way. So you have the wisdom to be assisted in your life toward where you want to go. You have it. And today, that's why I wanted to speak so much about contentment, because that's the feeling you want to always look for. But you already have it. So it's kind of fooling us, which happens to all of us, that, you know, we get on this how am I doing idea, you know, evaluating what we didn't do or evaluating what we did. And that makes us feel bad. That way of using thought, which we've all learned to do, takes us away from the feeling we're looking for. Another way of looking at it, self-esteem is already here. It's within us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so, but it's not like something you can go get, like, okay, if I do enough meditation, I'll get there. No, it comes from a realization, and in a way, you keep listening to Sydney, you know, you keep reflecting. If something touched you on the call today, you heard something, so you just reflect on that. You try to keep that alive rather than try to figure out how to find contentment.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, so that's really true about the self-development piece, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing. It's looking... you see, the minute any of us look there, we have already fooled ourselves because,
yeah,
you know, to look there, we have to believe there's something we're missing. But when you look at what we've talked about today, you have everything.
Yeah.
You have everything. And you're looking for a feeling. The feeling is pure love or contentment. You're looking for that, and as you find that, in comes the wisdom to help you in life. You know, just like the first caller from New Jersey, you know, she went back in, she moved away from her usual thinking, and she got a whole other way of going about situations and had a whole different experience about it.
Yeah, it sounds like, it sounds like there's some choice involved. I don't know whether you would say that's true or not. In other words, you
mm-hmm.
can sort of like wake up to your thinking and then go, well, like she did, oh, well, I don't have to, it doesn't have to be this way, or I don't have to go down that path. So I'm wondering what you would say about that.
Well, I think it looks like that. I think it looks like that. I think it looks like that to us. But when I've reflected on it, and this is just me, you want to find it for yourself, but you want to stay reflective. You don't want to be tempted to go look for a way to do this, okay? But for me, it looks like as you have had insights into the principles, what you have had insights into occur in your mind at some point. They come to your mind, again, as a thought, and then it looks like you have some choice about how you want to think, you know? But I think initially it just thought appears. I don't know that we as in our physical form can really create thought. But it looks like, you know, to me, it looks like it just appears in my mind, you know. For I've shared this story, you know, just to give you a story and try to help speak about this, you know. I'm driving, you know, leaving the house with my wife, you know, and this story always comes up because it kind of shares what I'm trying to say. And we bought a luxury car for the first time a couple of years ago that has, you know, separate temperatures. So the passenger can make it warmer than the driver or colder than the driver's side. But, you know, those things never work 100%. So we drive, and my wife likes it warm, and I like it cool the minute we leave, you know. So I turn on the air, and so she gets disturbed by it, then I get disturbed by her. By the time we come to a stop sign, I said something from annoyance to her. Then at the stop sign, it occurs to me, oh, Mark, your thinking went south. Now, I didn't make that. I don't think I chose to think that.
Right.
It just occurred to me, oh, man, your thinking's off. And then I got thoughts about, man, you got to settle down. And then it feels like I could settle down. See, then it feels like I could settle down and go with it. And then
right.
It occurs to me, you know, why don't you apologize for what you said? And then it occurs to me, you know, just get the feeling back. And so I act on those thoughts, you know.
Yep.
And,
yep.
You know, I say, I'm sorry. I said, look, we left the house in a good feeling. Let's just get that feeling back. Forget about what we went through, that thunderstorm we went through, see?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
That process it's funny, that process, because it looks like thoughts just come to me, and then as I'm in that conscious state, I can make use of it.
Right. So it's kind of, it sounds like this, it's really just this natural process that's a result of that, of mind. I mean, that's what it sounds like. Yeah.
Yeah.
Of that natural intelligence.
Yeah. I think that's true. It's it's the natural process of the spiritual principles, meaning that the energy of mind is always manifesting, and thought allows it to manifest within us. Consciousness brings it alive. So,
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks so much for
Thank you so much.
Sharing. Yeah.
Yeah, that was really great.
I really have to think there. No, I'm
kidding. Thanks a lot.
You made me work on this teleseminar. I thought that was great. I just love that, how we can talk with each other. This is so much what I envisioned our teleseminars to be, you know. And if other people have other thoughts about this, I welcome that too, you know. But I just really appreciate the three of you that shared today. It was beautiful. We have time for anybody else, one more person, if they've anybody has a question or would like to share. Well, geez, it was just wonderful. For those of you who may just be hearing about the principles or are new to the principles, it's a really different way of learning. It isn't anything foreign to us. We just haven't realized that we can learn through insights, through realizations, through just kind of reflecting. We have honored the analytical process or getting things to do with our thinking. But we have a really brilliant resource that allows us to learn through insight. And that's when we talk today, you really want to look in that direction rather than try to find something to do right away. And you're set up through the principles to have insights and realizations beyond your usual way of thinking. And that's really what you're looking for. When we go to try to do something, that's okay. But we then just stay within that one level, trying to do something about thinking at that level. But the principles allows us to find a different level of understanding, which is what we're looking for. Again, so today was just to just point you to the fact that we all have the well-being, the mental health that we're looking for. Sid talked about it as contentment, Sidney Banks. And contentment was just being satisfied with what is. And as you move in that direction, you drop into this beautiful feeling of well-being and the pure energy of mind. And in that is the wisdom for being guided in your life. So I hope this was helpful to everyone. So just a reminder about a few things. This will be available for you to download or to listen to on my website. To go to the website, it's www.3principlesinstitute.org. 3principlesinstitute.org. Then you go to the teleseminar tab and you'll see all of the past teleseminars, that are available for you to listen to. If you wanted to speak further with me, you can email me at Dr. Mark Howard, drmarkhoward@comcast.net. Okay, thanks so much for being here and joining us today. I hope it was helpful to all of you. I just really welcome all of you. I just get so thrilled with the number of people on these calls. And so, again, have a good month, and we'll talk again. We'll have another teleseminar in September. So enjoy the month, and talk with you later. Bye, everyone.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference.